I began my illustrious career in journalism in the Bronx, where I toiled as a hard-boiled reporter for The Ram, the student newspaper at Fordham University. And one day I'm walking toward the campus center, and out comes the elusive Dean McGowan, architect of a policy to replace Fordham's traditionally working to middle-class students with wealthier, more prestigious ones. So I whip out my notebook and I go up to him and I say, "Dean McGowan, is it true that Fordham University plans to raise tuition substantially above the inflation rate? And if so, wouldn't that be a betrayal of its mission?" And he stops and looks at me and he says, "Listen up, punk." And right then, there's a blur in the corner of my eye, which becomes this figure holding a cream pie, which becomes the guy standing next to me mashing a cream pie into Dean McGowan's face. And then runs away. And the dean is covered with cream. So I give him a moment. And then I say, "Dean McGowan, would you care to comment on this latest attack?" And the dean says, "Yes, I would care to comment. Fuck you." So I race back to the newsroom with my scoop. And I find the editor, Jim Dwyer, who's a senior, and he will go on to win a Pulitzer Prize. That is true. And he's a big guy. I pitch him my story. I tell him what I've seen. And he says, "Dean McGowan, that guy's a dick. Write it up." So I'm banging out my story, and I know it's good. And then I start to make it better by adding an element of embellishment. Reporters call this making shit up. And they recommend against crossing that line. But I had just seen the line crossed between a high-powered dean and assault with a pastry. And I kind of liked it. So the first thing I did was I gave the figure a name. I called him Pie Man, capital P, capital M. And I described him as a cape-wearing masked Avenger. Though in fact, he'd been capeless. And I said that as he fled the scene, he clicked his heels in rakish glee. And I gave him a catchphrase in Latin. I said that he cried out, "Ego sum non an bestia," which means I am not an animal, which makes no sense. I needed something. I'm Catholic. Latin just comes to me. So I finish my story, and I hand it to Dwyer, and he reads it, and he says, "Pie Man? I love it. Page one." And that's how the first line got crossed. A few days later, I get a letter. It says, "Dear Jim, good story, nice details. If you want to see me again in action, be on the steps of Duane Library Tuesday at 3 o'clock. Signed, Pie Man." So I was there with a photographer from The Ram, and sure enough, out comes Sheila Beal, student body president. And now Sheila was different from me and all of the other Fordham students who wear flannel shirts and work part-time jobs. Sheila was well-bred. Sheila had school spirit. Sheila was the kind of student that Dean McGowan wanted more of.